Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anna and Raven's Olympic Kid Correspondent.
Every day, we're going to have a different child review what's happening at the Olympics. Our Olympic Kid Correspondent, and up first, it's 9-year-old Logan. So, Logan, what did you think? What did you watch?
We watched LeBron James and Coco Gauff being the flag bearers for Team USA.
Okay.
And coming off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we found out that Team USA's first medal was a silver, won in synchronized swimming by Cook and Bacon.
Oh, I didn't see any synchronized swimming. Okay, that's cool.
Well, synchronized diving, yeah.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Also, I'm looking forward to the new sport, breaking or breakdancing, because like, this is the first time it's ever being shown in the Olympics.
Yeah, we're excited for breakdancing, too. But, Logan, I have to ask you a question. When you're watching the synchronized divers, now I know that you have a twin, Andrew. Have you ever thought that perhaps the two of you could be synchronized divers? Do you think that would work?
Well, we actually tried it in the pool once.
Oh, you did? All right, and how did it go?
Well, we just stopped within like 2 seconds.
So I guess not good.
Not
is
great.
The answer
right,
that you're
right.
giving
we were
me.
Like, you know what? We'll try something else. Right. Maybe a joint paper route or something like that, right?
There's actually a set of twins, and I want to say they're on the badminton team that they, I forgot what country they play for, but I was like, did you think about it? Like, maybe you and your brother, you guys could be like twins and you can go to the Olympics and compete in something together. What do you think you guys could dominate in?
I mean, we're pretty good at like Newcomb in school, so I guess like we could be on the volleyball team or something.
It could be a plus, right? Because then you don't have to actually communicate. You're just thinking it and the other person already knows.
Any chance that you and your brother could read each other's minds?
No.
Oh, all right. I was just asking.
Right.
I've read it sometimes on the internet. It says
right.
Yeah. Logan, did you get to watch any of the gymnastics this weekend?
Yeah. The gymnastics is really cool. It looks really hard to do.
My husband and I were having this conversation. He thinks that he could do the rings. And
oh,
I don't
gosh.
Think you can. And he said that he thought that there was no rings for women because women aren't strong enough to do it. But
he said that out loud?
In a mean way. He said it in a way that he really believed that.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Logan?
Say it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I'll answer for you, Logan. It's a bad
idea. It's a trap. It's a trap, Logan. And
yeah.
You smart answered it. You didn't answer it at all.
I mean, listen, I know Paul's in great shape, but... That's, I mean, the rings?
Mm.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Was he drinking? What was he talking about?
No, that was like a real conversation. You know what else he told me, Logan? He said, my husband told me that when he was in elementary school, that he was in gifted and talented gym. That they would... He
what?
Said that when they were young in elementary school, they would take kids that showed promise to be young athletes and they put them in gifted and talented gym so they would have harder and real gym versus all the other kids. That I guess never got picked to play. How would you feel if your brother got into gifted and talented gym and you did not?
I would honestly be sneaking out of class and spying on him.
Yes.
Sounds made up.
That's what I said.
Did they treat him with radiation? It sounds like a comic book or something. It's crazy.
All right. Okay. And Logan, do you have the medal count for right now or no?
Yep. Team USA has 3 gold medals. 6 silver medals and 3 bronze.
All right. I think we're still in first place, but we don't have the most golds. We got to fix that today.
Yeah, we got to get to work. Wait, we're going to bring it, breakdancing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody better discount that. We're bringing it.
You know, I'm not 100% sure about
that.
No,
neither am I.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I feel like Japan, they're going to be right there.
Yeah, Korea.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Logan, for being our very first Olympic Kid Correspondent.
Great job.
Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.